Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Early this morning, Eureka police responded to 39 Wabash Avenue Stop and Shop for a reported robbery. The victim clerk explained that a lone suspect entered the store pointing a firearm at him. The suspect demanded money, to which the clerk handed it over. The suspect was last seen running northbound on B Street from the store. The suspect was described as a white male adult in his 20s, approximately 5'7" to 5'10", average build, dark hair, wearing a gray and white hooded sweatshirt, as well as a blue bandana covering much of his face. Officers set up a 2-block perimeter around the store. Once the perimeter was set, a search of the area using a K-9. However, the suspect was not located. Please contact the Eureka Police Department if you can help. On Monday, fishermen located a deceased person floating in Humboldt Bay near 25 Waterfront Drive. The Eureka Police and the Humboldt County Coroner's Office have been working to identify the deceased and the cause and manner of his death. An autopsy was performed, and the suspect has now been identified as 50-year-old David Lawrence Bell of Eureka. After an autopsy was completed, the cause of death has still not been determined. Investigation is continuing on. Officers from the Eureka Police Department's POP team served a search warrant at a residence in the 800 block of N Street in Eureka Wednesday night after receiving tips that drug dealing was going on. Officers located and arrested the suspect, 29-year-old Joel Guevara, and a search of his residence turned up nearly 5 grams of heroin, meth, processed marijuana, a loaded 9mm handgun, and more than $13,000 in cash. Guevara was booked into county jail, several drug-related charges, as well as being a felon in possession of a weapon. The Fortuna Police Department is going to kick off its seatbelt campaign next week. Here's reporter Dan Squire with more.
The Fortuna Police Department kicks off its seatbelt campaign next week in an effort to get motorists and passengers to make sure they wear their seatbelts when in a moving vehicle. The campaign runs from May 21st through June 3rd, and officers will focus on enforcing seatbelt laws because they are the most effective piece of life-saving equipment in your vehicle. In 2010, more than 10,000 passengers died in crashes who were not wearing seatbelts, and younger motorists and men are at particular risk because, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, more than 60% of fatalities involving younger or male drivers were those who were not belted up. The cost for a first ticket is $142.
Thanks, Dan. More KINS News after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
The Yurok Tribe has been awarded more than $1 million to make repairs to the mouth of the Klamath River Road, a key residential and river access route. The road has been damaged by landslides, creating dangerous driving conditions. The grant funding will allow the tribe to repair and upgrade the roadway. After there were concerns that it would be closed for the duration of the summer recreational season. And officials from the Six Rivers National Forest announced that campgrounds on forest land will open on May 25th, while others are open as of now. The national park has 17 campgrounds, but each have different regulations and amenities. Contact the Six Rivers National Forest in the Bayshore Mall for more information. The Redwood Memorial and St. Joseph Hospital Foundations have announced a new series of health forums open to the community. The hospital's community health forum series will kick off Thursday, June 14th, with a free educational forum on heart and blood vessel health. It's open to all community residents. The community health forums will focus on common illnesses, diseases, and ailments. Highly trained physicians and other specialists will serve as presenters at the forums and will be on hand to answer pressing health questions from the audience. With the KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.